Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The leader of the Sinn Féin political party in Northern Ireland remains in police custody in Belfast, where authorities are apparently questioning him about a murder that happened 42 years ago. The arrest of Gerry Adams is believed to be at least partly due to some Boston College research on the civil conflict in Northern Ireland. For perspective, we turn to WBUR reporter David Boweri, who has covered Adams and the BC Oral History Project connected to this situation. Hi, David.
Hi, Sasha.
And David, for starters, what exactly is the connection between the BC Project and the detention of Adams, and how clear is that connection?
We need to be careful. The police services of Northern Ireland say they're questioning a 65-year-old man. They won't give his name. Sinn Féin said that Adams was being questioned regarding the murder of Jean McConville, a woman, in 1972. 2 months ago, a former associate of Adams was also arrested. He's charged as an accessory to McConville's murder. And that man and two other people, I know it's a little complicated, that man and two other people interviewed by Boston College's Oral History Project have apparently implicated Adams in what were supposed to be confidential interviews.
Now, David, there's a lot of history here. So would you remind us of the details of that 1972 murder of Jean McConville?
It's as wretched a story from the Troubles as you can get, Sasha. A widow at 37, the mother of 10 children. She's pulled away in the nighttime, away from the clutching arms of her children. This happened because she was suspected of being an informer. She was shot in the back of the head. Her body wasn't recovered until 2003.
Now, what is the potential evidence against Adams connecting him to this murder that's included in the oral histories? Do we even know what might have been said in those histories that would connect him?
Gerry Adams says he will not renounce the IRA, but he has never said that he was a member of the IRA. Three people that were interviewed as part of these oral history projects, three of them have implicated. One of them, Brendan Hughes, we know what he said. And he said, I never carried out an operation without the okay of Gerry. He said that Gerry Adams ordered the killing, the murder of Jean McConville. There were two other people, one of them, Ivor Bell. It so happens, local history here, he was the IRA man in charge of the gun-running operation that took some of Whitey Bulger's guns and tried to ship them into Ireland back in the 1980s. So you have three people potentially saying he did it, he gave the orders.
David, in terms of the reliability of these oral histories, this isn't court testimony or some other kind of sworn statement, so how much stock can we put in them?
They're oral histories, Sasha. And what Anthony McIntyre, a former IRA member who did these interviews, said, they wanted to get to accusers, not judges, soldiers, not generals, followers, not leaders. Those were the people they talked to. Here's what he says about Adams' accusers.
I think that the people have made serious allegations. I think that the people are credible, but we cannot just say that because people have said it about Mr. Adams, that it is automatically true. Mr. Adams is entitled to make a defense.
Boston College had initially fought the release of these oral histories. But now that they're out there, what is the school's response to what's happening now?
School has no comment. But as you'd imagine, the people involved with the Oral History Project have lots to say. And they say that Boston College never exercised principle, they never fought for principle, they never resisted the release of the interviews and the tapes. When they went to Washington, the U.S. Justice Department issued the subpoenas, and BC did not make the principled fight that the researchers thought they should have. Instead, it was Boston College itself that suggested that a federal judge look over the interviews himself, which was to give away these critical documents, and so those interviews, in turn, were turned over to the British. And what you need to hear is McIntyre talking about the pledges that he and his fellow interviewers made to both the Protestant Ulster forces on one side and to the IRA on the other. Here's what he has to say.
They viewed these interviews as sacrosanct, not something that could be violated. They would have had the attitude that a confessor has towards a priest, and they would expect from the priest and the institution for which the priest works that the confidentiality be protected in all circumstances.
We should emphasize that there are no formal charges against Jerry Adams yet. At this point, although he has been arrested, he's just being held for questioning. How long can that continue?
Under anti-terror law, and it's still not clear, it would seem 48 hours. This morning broke on the East Coast, and he was said to be still being questioned. But what's important to note here is that police have charged one former member of the IRA as an accessory to the murder of Gene McConville. They are now interviewing Jerry Adams. And so you have these two possible prosecutions going forward all these years later, and there's no parallel on the other side of Northern Irish police, of soldiers, or any members of the Protestant paramilitary.
That's WBUR's David Boeri. David, thank you.
You're welcome.